promissory notes. Mel and I have raised millions of dollars using them, and today we'll chat about how you should be using them. Promissory notes can be a very powerful tool when you know how to use them. However, there are some caveats as to what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And in today's video, we'll be going through this list of things you need to know about promissory notes. If you're new to our channel, my wife Mel and I are full-time real estate investors. We purchase assets in 5 different countries, Canada, US, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Dominican Republic, which totals in over 240 units. And we specialize in doing so using creative financing and other people's money with no joint venture partners. So if you like the sounds of that, we release a video every single week. So make sure to click the subscribe button and hit the bell to get notified so you are the first to know when we drop it. Okay, so let's dive into promissory notes. And I want you to stay right till the end for the litigation part because this is something that can come and sting you in the you know what. Now, before we start this, full disclosure, I am not a lawyer. I am not an accountant. Please ask the professionals how you can utilize this for your real estate purchases. So first off, promissory note. What exactly is it? A lot of people will use the word note differently. So for example, some people will say, I'm holding a note. This means a mortgage, okay? And yes, we have a lot of mortgages and we're actually holding right now 4 mortgages, Mel and I. However, today I'm talking about promissory notes, not mortgages. So I really wanted to clarify that right from the beginning, okay? A promissory note is a contractual agreement, meaning, let's say for example, you had $100,000 you wanted to lend me because I would be putting your money to work on a real estate deal. Well, what we could do is an actual contractual agreement, which is a promissory note, which allows me to borrow money from you in a form other than a mortgage. Again, remember, this is not a mortgage. It's a contract. It's a contractual agreement. It's a way for the lender to lend money to the borrower without actually having either a first place mortgage or a second place mortgage. There's no lien, there's no security. It's a contract. Okay, I really want to drive that point home. It is a contract, not a mortgage. Next up, well, who would actually borrow the money? So in this example, I always like to borrow the funds out of my own name. So let's say if I'm doing it in Canada or the US, it would be a corporation or an LLC. So for example, it would be, I don't know, 123 Corp or 123 LLC borrowing the money. So the contractual agreement, the promissory note would be right in the name of the entity. And the reason I do this is because I buy the assets in the entity. So it only makes sense to actually borrow the money inside the corporation or the LLC that will actually be purchasing the asset. And believe me, your bookkeepers, your accountants, and the government will be much happier if you keep it all clean. Now, something we do as well, when we are borrowing funds in an entity, the lender will typically want us to do a personal guarantee. Meaning, okay, I borrowed the money in said, you know, entities up here, but I'm also going to personally guarantee it with me and myself. And this is very, very common. So if you are doing a contractual agreement, such as a promissory note in your entity, and the person actually lending you the money says, you know what, I talked to my lawyer, I talked to my attorney, and because I don't have an actual mortgage on the property, right, which is that security or that lien, I absolutely need for you to personally guarantee it. That's normal. Right, Mel and I, like I mentioned, we purchased over 240 units in the 5 countries. I have personally guaranteed every single one of our mortgages. Right, when I'm purchasing in my own name, obviously I didn't have to. However, when purchasing in the entities, we have always, always personally guaranteed all of the debt. And this is why it's important to only buy the right deals, because you're personally liable for it. Next up, when to use it. I love this question. We can use this for so many different things, right? There's so many different ways to multiply this promissory note. So for example, I'll give you a few. You can use this for, let's say, your deposit, right? Your earnest money deposit, your EMD. You can use it for that. You can use it for your actual closing costs. You can use it for the down payment on the deal. You can use it for the renovations. You can use it for carrying costs. Let's say you buy a place, it's completely empty. There's no tenants paying the mortgages yet and you need to rehab it and flip it. You can actually utilize the promissory note for that X amount of months that you're gonna need to carry it. A promissory note, right, when to use it is such an awesome tool. you can really, really fill the gap and fill the holes with the promissory notes. So for example, the building that I'm currently in right now has 18 residential units and 4 commercial tenants. When we purchased this asset, we got a first mortgage over here from a credit union that allowed for creative financing. We got a second mortgage over here from the seller, right? We did a vendor take back, a seller financing second mortgage. So these two mortgages added up to 90% loan to value, 90% LTV, meaning there was a 10% gap there. There was a bridge that I needed to fill. How did we do it? We utilized promissory notes. So that 10%, we borrowed the funds. That was actually our skin in the game, our deposit. That's just one of many examples of how we use promissory notes. Okay, let's talk about clauses here. I've actually got the promissory note that we use. So you're gonna wanna have it very clear, the loan amount and the interest. This should be crystal clear. Will it be principal and interest? Will it be interest only? Are you paying monthly? Are you paying quarterly? Are you paying at the end as a balloon? This should be very clear and listed in your promissory note. Prepayments, are you allowed to do a prepayment? Is it without penalty? Is it only after a certain period of time? Prepayment should definitely be very clear so that if you do refinance the property or sell it sooner than you thought, you can pay them back without a penalty. And the last little tip I'll give you, obviously, you know, with the promissory note, I've got a 3-pager here, but the last little tip I'll give you is the payment. This is something you should never be late on, and this is something that should be crystal clear as well. How will you be paying them? Right? How are you wiring them the money? Are you depositing the money in their account? And the other thing too, I'll just give you a tidbit. Let's say you're going to pay them on the 1st of every month or the 5th of every month. Make sure that money is there probably 4 or 5 days ahead of time. I would much rather see you be early than that 1st of the month or 5th of the month come up and you are late. You never want to be late on payments such as this. Okay, you stayed right till the end. Thank you so much. Let's talk about litigation. Again, I'm not a lawyer or attorney, however, and I've never had this happen because I always pay my lenders on time and I always pay them back, okay? That's called the exit strategy, which Mel and I come up with in our cash flow analysis matrix. Okay, so let's say something were to happen. Typically, you would have a mortgage on a property, and we all know this. If you have a mortgage, you can either do a foreclosure or a power of sale. Well, with a promissory note, since you don't actually have that lien, that security on the asset, there's only one route, and it's going to be litigation, okay? So just be made aware of this. Whether you are lending out the funds, that's most likely going to be your only route is litigation. Or if you're borrowing the funds, again, you never want to get sued, you never want to have litigation. But if you don't pay, that is what the actual borrower's legal route would be. So hopefully I've shed some light on promissory notes. Again, Mel and I have used this to raise millions of dollars, okay? And it's an amazing tool that, like I said, can fill in a lot of gaps. And for more videos like this, make sure to check out this one. I'm Dave, and I'll see you in the next video.